When the state releases more than 24,000 pages of former Governor Sarah Palin's emails on Friday, some legislators plan to make copies available to the public. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Governor Sean Parnell's office will provide one public review copy of the emails in Juneau, which an Anchorage Daily News editorial on Sunday called a good argument for moving the Capitol. That prompted Juneau Democratic State Senator Dennis Egan to offer to pay for copies to be placed at the governor's offices in Anchorage and Fairbanks.
We should expect government to get public information out in an effective manner and to have it timely, especially in this day and age, in the electronic age. It just makes no sense to me to be copying all this stuff and shipping 6 boxes around the state of Alaska.
Parnell's chief of staff, Mike Nizek, declined Egan's offer, according to the governor's spokeswoman, Sharon Lehow. But she says Egan will get a copy, and Anchorage Democratic Representatives Berta Gardner and Mike Dugan will get one to share free of charge. What they do with them is their business. Gardner says the legislators will make their copy available to the public at the Anchorage Legislative Information Office.
Anybody who wants to see them, I think they're state business, and that's a matter of public record, and good government requires that such information be publicly available.
Several news organizations and activists requested the emails during Palin's vice presidential campaign in 2008. The state will charge each organization or individual $725 plus shipping for the hard copies. Lehow says the governor's office doesn't have the technology to make the emails available electronically, despite the fact that most modern copiers allow documents to be scanned into PDF files.
We don't have software that can deliver the records electronically. We are looking into that.
Egan calls that bogus.
Come on, my office can do that.
MSNBC, one of the news organizations that requested the emails, plans to make them available online. The records cover most of Palin's tenure as governor, from the time she took office through her selection as Republican vice presidential candidate in September 2008. Some information will be redacted for reasons including executive and attorney-client privilege. Palin resigned in July 2009, and Parnell, her lieutenant governor, was elevated to the governor's office. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.